We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 12, The War. Part 3 of 4.
Wait, what about the lobby? Michael, we need to get someone
Hey, just sit, all right? The lobby's going to be fine. They know it's going to be the most built-up place and the hardest to get into. They're going to go for our soft spots, like up here. Besides, they want this place for their own, and that's meant to keep them out. If you think about it... See?
I guess you're right.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Michael, what was that?
Where's Bill?
Bill!
I can't see shit through all this smoke.
What happened?
I threw in a freaking pipe bomb. It came from this side. He's down. Shirley's out.
Bill, where are you, man? Answer me.
I found him. Man.
Bert?
Just hold on, Bill. Just hold on. It'll be all right.
I'm sorry.
He's gone. I guess you won't be. Won't be needing this anymore. Take care, buddy.
Oh, shit!
I got it! Get that shit out of my house! Hit the deck!
Would you?
I threw it back. I don't think they'll be trying that again.
Michael, come here. Look. They're coming up every side on the second floor.
They're here.
They're in all the apartments.
Okay, everybody move upstairs. Tommy, come on. Bill!
They got him.
The stairwell!
They found that all the way up there. Everyone's panicking. What was that?
There they are!
Pigs! Get in here!
What's going on down there?
They're in the stairwell.
I told you, they're taking the second floor!
What the hell?
Stay down there!
Stay behind me, alright? So, go ahead and close the door. I'll still hear them.
They're still throwing furniture upstairs, right?
Riley's coordinating everything now. They're trying to help you guys however they can. What was that we felt?
How many bullets you got there in your gun, Angel?
Just about a full clip.
That'll work. Give it to me.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna jump down to the balcony below. Sneak up behind him. Covert-like.
Wait, are you serious?
Are you nuts, old man?
They won't see it coming. On the outside, it don't look like one of them trying to get in.
Fine. I'm coming with you.
No. Easier with just one. Y'all can barely stand straight. Besides, if it doesn't work, you lose just one old man. You can keep on fighting.
That's not what I meant, Bert, and you know it. I was talking about the fall. You're just going to break something.
No, I won't. Just try and buy me some time.
I'll at least go help him down.
Tommy, you okay? Oh my God, you're bleeding.
I'm fine. Somebody just scratched my neck when the bomb went off.
The bomb? That's what it was?
I told you it's nothing.
You're lucky. A little more to the left and that...
Michael!
Well, it didn't. I was just...
Come here. I can clean it up.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I'm really sorry about what I said earlier.
Okay. He's down. No one saw us.
Hey! Come here! You want some of this? I need more ammo.
Coming.
Me too. Liz?
I'll stay here. Mr. Whiskers!
The cat! Grab it!
One, two, three, four. Just like clockwork. I had to double tap that one, but he still counts. You're my witness on this one if they ever start giving out medals.
Oh, sure.
There! Your thing ran over there.
Where are you going? After the cat? Just let the damn thing run away already.
Come on.
Come here, Mr. Whiskers. Here, I got you.
Get down.
Hey!
The dust started to settle. I could see that part of the hallway had collapsed, blocking any way to the stairwell. I could hear Bert and Saul call our names from the other side. I crawled over toward Michael, my legs bleeding from the shards of glass and the other pieces that dug into me. Michael lay motionless on the carpet, a long red mark across his forehead. He was lying on his side, but still clutching the pistol in his good hand. I moved my face close to his, and I could feel his breath on my cheek. But his eyes remained closed.
Peg!
We're trapped! Hurry!
Are you okay?
Yes, but Michael's out cold. Hurry, please! Oh, Michael, I'm so sorry. You're gonna be okay. I know it. Just wake up. Wake up! Come on, Michael, please. For me. Wake up.
Wait.
Wake up.
What the hell was that?
It's just a cat. Would you relax?
After you just attracted a bunch of those things with your little bombs, yeah, I have a right to be a little jumpy.
Only a few. And our guys are taken care of. It was worth it, and it worked. So quit making excuses and get up there.
Just don't push me.
Today will be nice.
I need to take my time.
Michael, you need to get up. I can't do this on my own.
We're almost there.
I'm going in.
Right behind
me. Please, Michael.
Come behind me.
I am. Go.
No.
There's someone...
I didn't feel. I was numb. Somehow I stood, and walked to the broken window. Whatever pain I had left in me seemed behind me as I looked out at the body of the man lying on the pile of broken furniture below. An orange glow from the small fires danced across their faces. The woman held him in her arms as his stone eyes stared back up at me. I couldn't cry. I wanted to so badly, but I couldn't. And then, my eyes were met by hers as she turned and looked up at the window.
He's out cold. Send Angel through. I need a hand in here. Here, Pex. Pex, grab his feet. Help me. Pex?
Saul, I...
Pex, you okay?
I'll never forget the way he looked at me. His eyes met mine and then traced a line from the broken window at the end of the hall to the gun shaking in my hand, to the shells on the floor, and then back to Michael. It wasn't till I saw his reaction that the tears finally started. He slowly went to grab the gun out of my hand when I just dropped it and grabbed onto him. Saul, I...
Hey, it's all right. It's gonna be cool. Well, it's... Okay, it's gonna be fine. Just calm down.
Oh, we don't have time for this.
Hey, I'm here. What can I... What happened?
Pegs, let go, okay? I want you to go to Bert. Bert, take her upstairs.
Pegs, come on. Over to me. I'll help you through. That's it.
Michael's out, but not too bad. One of the ceiling ducts fell on his head.
Hold on. I need to check the window. We don't want anyone... Well... It's clear.
That just means they're changing strategies. Come on.
I'm just glad he wasn't standing a few more feet to my left.
No kidding.
I got his feet.
I got his hand. Well, hell, that ain't gonna work.
Damn. Is his arm any worse?
Nah, but he might have landed on it. Damn it, Michael. How do you just keep getting yourself into these messes?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I don't know. I'm usually trying to save someone else's ass.
Oh, what hit me?
That thing? You went?
Pegs. Hey, where is she? Is she...
She's fine. Bert's taking her upstairs. Diving for her, were you?
No, as long as she's okay.
Well, she will be.
Whoa, what's that supposed to mean?
Guys, they're trying something new.
What is it?
They're coming from all directions. They got trucks and ladders on them.
Yeah.
They got a fire engine.
Hey, help me out. Oh, it looks like they're done playing gentle. Oh, man.
Come on. Michael, we need to get upstairs. If we stick together, maybe we can hold them off.
There are too many, Saul. They're gonna overrun us.
Well, but we're not giving up, right?
Hurry up. Get on the other side.
Okay. Come on, Michael. You need a hand?
I got one. That's all I need.
You seeing this? Damn near surrounded on every side.
Where's Pegs?
I took her upstairs with the others. She was pretty shaken up, but I think she'll be okay. I got her to calm down.
Hey, we've been throwing everything we have at them, but they just keep coming.
We don't have many bullets left, do we? Not enough, right?
Nope, but we do have one last weapon. I was hoping it wouldn't have to come to this, but we have no choice.
Wait. No. No. Why are you looking at me? You're crazy. You are crazy. It's bad enough out there as it is.
What? I don't get it.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Go grab him, Lizzie. Hurry. We don't have a choice.
This is gonna get interesting.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Be sure to join the Facebook group for updates and information on the podcast. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Rosemary Marez and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen. Associate producer, Jason Scott. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Wayland production.